Hello and welcome to the Consortium for Contiguous Male Prestige, or just the CCMP. I'm Jeff Carlson, and I am your host for the CCMP podcast. Anyone listening to this probably already knows a little bit of the history. I'm going to give you a short version of the history here. 18 years ago, Jerry Trickey and Aaron Babcock, working in Iowa at a small college, they had just gotten back from a friend of ours' wedding. So they came up with this plan to get us to all drive out to Iowa. It was sold to us as that it would be a weekend where all of us guys would get out, hang out together, pretty much drink and play cards for several days straight, just from Friday evening till about noon on Sunday. I believe that was the time that we had set at that point. I don't really recall. With that said, I'm going to go into some of my memories of that first year of the symposium. I don't recall a lot of what went on that year. I mean, I know bits and parts, and the main portion of the story does involve Trickey and drinking. There's a shocker, I know. I wanted to start with the road trip, but as I'm thinking back, I can't remember a whole lot about the road trip. I don't know if it was because we might have been drinking on the way out, or it just wasn't that eventful. Well, we got there, and when we first arrived at the home, we came in through the back door, and Jerry Trickey met us along with Aaron, and they had the front room closed off. I remember this part. And each one of us was shown this rules of the symposium, in which, and of course, Rich immediately broke a rule, which was no showering for the weekend. This rule since has gone by the wayside. Believe me, it was much needed rule to go by the wayside. Okay. So we go into the building, or into the house, and as we enter the house, Jerry Trickey and Aaron meet us, and we say our hellos and all the cordial shit, which is kind of funny for us because it's not really that cordial. But anyways, it's kind of like, hello, fuckers. And anyways, so what it is they take us to the second room, and there's several of the other guys are there already. And we are then told to close our eyes so that we can go into the next room. At this point, they take us into the next room. There's nothing that's overly extravagant about this. It's a small dining room, large dining room, with a couple of windows, a large table set up in the center of the room with the poker chips, and on the wall are the symposium rules. At this point, the symposium rules are on two large poster boards. They still exist to this day. They're beat up, tore up. We probably need new ones, but that's not going to happen simply because they're part of the tradition of what we do. Okay, so the weekend begins now. We start to play cards, and of course there's a lot of drinking going on at this time. I believe Ed brings in some weird concoction drinks that he has gotten from the bars that he worked at. And he proceeds to give everybody a shot and proceeds to become the poet laureate of the CCMP at this point. He does some really sick, disgusting poetry is what he does. Yeah, that's what it was. It was sick and disgusting. Anyways, with that. So we go in. Oh, by the way, I have to mention the fact that in the corner of the room, I forgot, was a TV with a VCR hooked up, and as you entered the room, there was porn playing. I believe that there was porn playing throughout the entire weekend. The only two movies I believe that were played that were not porn were the Convoy movie and Breakfast Club. And Jerry Trickey gave a long speech as to why we watched The Breakfast Club that weekend. Not that I don't like The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is probably one of my all-time favorite movies. But Jerry gave a long speech, and maybe at some point I can have him tell you why he gave that speech or what it was he actually said. With that, we went on to continue to play cards, and we, like I said, people would drop in and out as we played during that entire weekend. For the most part, we played pretty much straight through. Yes, there was sleeping that took involved, even though there was not supposed to be, and that was pretty much it. Okay. Here comes Trickey's part of the story. Trickey's part of the story was, as they were playing cards, several of us decided we would fall out and take some sleeping time. I don't know why, but that's what ended up happening. So we laid on the couches in the other room. As we did this, Jerry Trickey, this was the first night, I believe, too. Jerry Trickey was drinking heavily, and anyone who's listening to this knows Jerry Trickey, and that when he drinks heavily, he becomes very loud and belligerent. And that's being kind as to what Jerry Trickey becomes when he drinks. He was then asked to leave his own house because he was being that drunk and that belligerent. So he grabbed his chips and he left. He left that day to and went out and about. By out and about, I don't know exactly where he went or what he did. To this day, there's claims that they're still digging poker chips out of flower beds up in Fayette, Iowa, wondering where the hell they came from. Apparently, Jerry had gone out and done several things that night, not sure exactly what. Again, like I said, nobody's really sure what happened. He proceeded to lose about half his chips, we figured, in flower beds and all along Main Street of the Fayette, the greater metropolis of Fayette, as we like to refer to it. At this point, pretty much everybody else was back at the house doing what they were doing, sleeping or playing cards. Aaron, I believe, left. I don't know if he had to go do something for work or if he just decided that he was going to go sleep in his own apartment that night. Oddly enough, Jerry ended up in Aaron's apartment. Nobody's exactly sure how he got in because he didn't have a key. The door was locked, and when Aaron got there, the door was still locked and Tricky was in. But nobody's for sure how Jerry got into Aaron's apartment. So, with that said, after that, we then the next few days were kind of they weren't uneventful. We just played a lot of cards and a lot of drinking that day, which is what most of these turn into. This first year, we didn't do anything outside of just playing cards and drinking. Jerry actually ended up winning this tournament that year, despite the fact that he lost half his chips in poker, or while he was out gallivanting in his drunken state. There is another story, but I'm not sure if that was year two or if that was this year, where Jerry and several of our friends decided to go out, and Jerry ended up shirtless, which again is not a big surprise for anybody who knows Jerry Tricky when he's been drinking, or Jerry Tricky at any time for him to end up shirtless. Although it seems to be happening less and less. Anyways, so that was year one, and to this day, Jerry Tricky, everybody uses that thing as, yeah, Jerry Tricky won the first symposium while losing half his chips, and his answer is deal with it, plain and simple. So, as I get ready to bring this podcast to a close, I just want to thank anybody who's listening to this. Hopefully, at least some people will listen to this, and I can keep going, and I will get better, I hope. Again, the next episode will probably be mostly about year two. As I continue to do this, I'm hoping that at some point I can get some people to come on with me. Maybe even at some point do a podcast from the symposium itself. That would be kind of cool. You do several interviews with people and talk to them about the weekend and what their memories are and what some of their best memories are. And a lot of that. I mean, I have some really good memories. Yes, I even actually won the symposium one year, so, but what's that proof? We've had several winners over the years, and maybe I will go over that in a few of the podcasts also. I want to, like I said, try to do some guests at some point in time. With that, we're gonna close this down here pretty quick. Again, I'm going to try to do another one again next week, and hopefully I can get it up and going and get much better at this. Again, next week will be week two of the symposium. And as we go along, like I said, I may even try to attempt to do one for the Fantasy Football League, but that's the future, not right now. Right now, I'm just going to concentrate on this one. So, with that, I bid you a farewell, and the CCMP motto, if you're a man, you'll understand. Good night, everybody.